So it begins, Holy Week, which is the most sacred days of the year. And what a relief, following last year in which Holy Week was seemingly, in which it seemingly didn't happen. Although it did, in every way, it was just harder to feel like you were a part of it. Watching everything through your TV screen or computer screen, the whole thing was just strange. It was strange as a priest as well. I covered Holy Week last year at Linton at St. Anthony's Parish. The priest who was on sabbatical got stuck in Italy, wasn't able to come back. And so I covered at that parish. And the strangest part was actually reading through this Passion account today and on Good Friday. Just read through the whole thing on my own. The only people in the church was myself and Sue Schumacher, who was the parish secretary, was in the back choir loft operating the Beck TV camera. And when I got to the lines that you say, that the crowd says, just looked up into all the empty pews and paused to give those who were watching a moment to say the lines before saying them myself. And it was a great sadness seeing the empty pews. Usually the gospel is proclaimed and you stand and you receive it. But two times a year, today and on Good Friday, you're an essential part of the gospel. That you actually take part in it and you recite the lines from the gospel. The hard lines, crucify him. Crucify him. And the church does this to emphasize the point, especially during Holy Week, that you're an essential part of what is happening and what is unfolding over these next days. That this is the story of salvation, the passion, death, resurrection. And in every sense, it's your story. This is your story of salvation. And your life and every human life is in this pattern of passion, death, resurrection. That we're not just remembering something which happened 2,000 years ago, but it's happening now. What's going to unfold in these next days? We step out of our time and into eternal time. I want you just for a moment to look back over the last year in your life. Think back over the last year in your life. Where were the moments of most suffering? The moments of greatest agony in your life in this past year. The moments of your passion. What were they? Where were the moments of real death in your life? Either death of someone very close to you, or death within you, or something died within you. When did those happen in your life in the last year? When were the real times of resurrection, of new life being breathed back into you, of hope being restored? Where did those happen in your life in the last year? Looking back, your life over the last year, were you able to see where he was? Where was Jesus in the midst of all of that? In your times of passion, death, resurrection, where was he in the midst of all of it? was there. But it can be very hard to see. Perhaps it's helpful to look at it from a different angle as well. Instead of looking back over the last year, I want you to look forward into this next coming week, into the events that are about to unfold, and ask instead, where are you? Where are you in this narrative of salvation? In everything that's about to happen with Jesus' passion, him embracing and taking upon death and bringing about new life and resurrection, where are you at in the midst of everything that's about to unfold? You're not just disconnected. You're meant to be an essential part of this. You know, there's that hymn. It's a haunting hymn that we sing on Good Friday. It's an old spiritual. Were you there? You guys know it, right? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they hung him on a tree? Were you there when they laid him in a tomb? In the most real way, our response to that question of that song, when it asks us, were you there, is meant to be yes. Yes, I was there. I was a part, I was there in the midst of his passion, his death, his resurrection.